What's going on, Positivamente Joe family? It's me, Rafael. How are you? How are things going? It has been so long, so many months since we've last spoken, and boy, has the world changed. COVID-19 has impacted us all throughout the globe, and there are so many poor souls that have lost their lives. Rest in peace and power to all of those individuals. We here in the U.S. are experiencing a crazy election cycle and season that'll truly determine the future of our nation for generations to come. And lastly, we are at a critical mass to finally start addressing the systemic racism and oppression and institutions that exist, and finally say that Black Lives Matter, and we are here to elevate those voices and the intersecting struggles to truly dismantle all systems, all levels of oppression. Whew, that was a lot in such a short amount of time, folks, but I truly cannot thank you all enough for subscribing, liking, reaching out to me, and staying connected in these troubling times. This is season 2 of Positivamente Joe, and we are going all across the world again, from London, the UK, back down to South Africa to check on people that I know and love. We're going to go to Puerto Rico, to Mexico, and from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest to the South. We're going to have you completely covered with amazing activists, transformers, and trailblazers who are living in their pause truth. Thank you guys so much. This is just a teaser. Please like, listen, and subscribe to season 1. Season 2 is coming soon. If you want to be a co-host, definitely reach out, DM. We cannot wait to hear your stories and to connect. The format's going to be a little bit different. The stories are going to be definitely just as interesting. I cannot wait for you to meet my amazing co-host this season. Season 2, Positivamente Joe, coming in October 2020. Like, listen, and subscribe. And again, this was all done with the amazing Anchor app.
Every 10 years, the census comes along, and it seems like everyone I know always asks the same 2 questions. What is the census, and why does it even matter? Let me give it to you straight. The census counts every single person living in America. An accurate count of our community tells us where there are more people. And where there are more people, there are more needs. Our participation could impact how public funding flows to our schools, health clinics, senior care, job training, and housing. It even determines our congressional representation. I don't know about you, but it sure sounds like the census matters to me. This year, take a little time for the 2020 census. You can complete it online, by phone, or by mail, and make sure you count everybody you live with. Your mama, daddy, sweetheart, babies, roommates, everyone. This chance only comes every 10 years, so let's step up and be counted.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.